Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's a party on Daily Pop.
Fantasia.
Kendall and Kylie are getting bombed. Plus, the secret behind that famous Kardashian booty, Lisa Vanderpump, is here. And J-Lo and A-Rod pack on the PDA. But is it for real? The Kardashians' final season drops tonight, so we're going to celebrate their big return. We've got some wine, and we've got Kendall and Kylie getting wasted. Let's watch!
Yes.
Come on. Down the hatch.
I'm really, actually, a very put-together drunk, like if I'm really drunk.
Yeah.
I'm never sloppy. Can you agree with me?
I can agree with you.
Okay, take a shot.
This is when destructive Kendall comes to light.
Okay.
So,
I must go home.
You know. Oh no, we missed the part where Kendall jumped up and punched through the background. She's like, destructive Kendall starts and Kendall stands up.
That's what alcohol does.
I can't even pay attention to this because I'm just so proud after 4 years. E finally sprung and got us a good bottle of wine.
I was like, this
tastes
really good.
It's delicious.
And you know, just for you guys, in the spirit of this funny video and the excitement of the final season kicking off tonight, we have 3 shots for Justin or Kim. Which
it
you
is
wants
too early
to take 3
in
shots?
The morning.
I gotta breastfeed my kids.
Did you?
That was my excuse. Can't steal my excuses.
Gonna do it.
All right, well, they'll just be sitting there whenever you
right,
get the warm fuzzy feelings.
You can't mix wine and tequila.
Yes, thank you.
Then you'll see, I'll be doing your makeup. Look, see, I'm all. Oh, God, what a happy Thursday.
It was a fun video. It's always fun to see people drunk, you know?
For sure.
And they're young. They can recover.
For sure.
And have fun. Oh, it'd take me 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Can you imagine?
Minimum.
I'd have been in the hospital. Alcohol poisoning.
Well, you finish that glass of wine, and if you're still thirsty, we'll keep you going.
Oh, no. If you want to see a big girl table dance, yeah.
All right, y'all. After all the breakup rumors, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez were just caught packing on the PDA in the Dominican Republic. Alex flew there to meet J-Lo on Sunday, just days after news broke of their alleged split. A source tells E! They're fine. It's the first time they've been apart in a year, and it's just been really hard. So they've had a few great days together, and things are very much back on track.
Checkmate.
Ah!
The Queen's Gambit, boo.
Yes!
She got exactly what she wanted. He got his ass to the DR. He's gonna stay there for the time that she is filming. And she won.
Right!
She reset his ass, rebooted him like a computer, exactly like I said.
Right, what else is he doing? I mean, come on. I mean, he might have like a foundation or something, but you're not doing anything. It's over. Baseball's over. Come on down and hang out with me.
What do older black women say?
Huh?
Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
I don't know, because I am not an older black woman. I am.
My grandmother used to say, idle hands are the devil's playground. Workshop or playground? I think she mixed those two up. But it's so true.
That's
when you're
true,
not
yes.
busy and you've got nothing to do, that's when you get in
Break
trouble.
Break it down for the people. Break it down. You get in trouble. So
that
he needed
sense.
To come down. He's not doing anything. And if my man was retired, I'd say, come on down. I'm working all day. I can't leave the set. You know what I do. Come on down. Do your computer work or whatever you're doing. Your
right.
Facebook, whatever they're doing. Down here.
So here's the thing. I'm happy for them. I hope that they are getting back together. I just worry because I don't feel like J-Lo likes to have messy headlines. I really don't. I think that she's... I know that you think that maybe she did this intentionally to get him in order, but I just don't get that impression about her. I feel like she is annoyed about these headlines. I don't think she likes it. I think she likes her family unit to look strong.
Yes.
She's been through enough breakups in her life, and that's not a shady thing. I'm just saying a public breakup. She's been famous for a long time. And I feel bad for them because if they are going through a hard time and they do have people in their camp that are now leaking stories, I just hope this isn't going to be a continuous, every fight they get into, someone's going to be like, well, they're on the rocks again, or he's doing
right.
this again. It kind of sounds like to me, if this really was just a bad fight or really just a bad area or time, but they're still completely committed to each other, then that means they may have some leaky faucets.
I love that,
in that
picture. They're
group.
Looking at the reports right now. That's what they were doing. Like, look at this shot of us. We should have turned to the left.
But do you think they knew the cameras were there?
The cameras are always there when you come outside. You better ask Nicole Murphy. The cameras are always outside.
Put that photo back up.
Okay.
Put that photo back up.
You got to be careful.
I think J-Lo just got it. She just got her life. And she was like, oh, I don't care. I'm in that robe. Everybody got that robe after they just get their life. And they walk around the house. They, you know, that robe barely closes.
But it's not even a posed picture.
That's what I'm saying. I think she just got it. He just landed.
Yes.
Things happened.
And they're living their life. But he's there. She doesn't care. We're happy. Take the picture.
Yeah.
Because I'm perfect always.
All right. Well, let's move on to the royal family. So the royal family's feud is playing out like a freaking soap opera. Vanity Fair reports that a lack of trust is making it very hard for them to move forward. A source close to William tells the magazine he's worried that anything he says to Harry will be plastered all over American TV. That could be because ever since Meghan and Harry's interview with Oprah, Gail King has been spilling the tea. Here's what she shared earlier this week on CBS This Morning.
I did actually call them to see how they were feeling, and it's true. Harry has talked to his brother, and he has talked to his father, too. The word I was given was that those conversations were not productive, but they are glad that they have at least started a conversation.
I just love it. Gail and Oprah are like your auntie.
Yes.
I feel like that's, you know, you have your auntie in the family, and they are letting you see Gail's face.
Gail was like, I
she's
did talk
like,
to you.
This is what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got all the tea, and she is going to spill it, and she's going to protect her.
But you got to think about it. You have Oprah, who did the interview, who's Gail's best friend. Gail is a fantastic reporter, and also she's on CBS where they aired the interview, so they're going to control the narrative.
Yeah, and I also think this is not unusual. I think every celebrity has a journalist in their back pocket. I don't think that the journalist would necessarily normally say, oh, I've talked to Jennifer, or I've talked to Beyonce, or I've talked to Adele, and this is what she had to say. It's a little bit more discreet, and they kind of play it a little bit more close to the hand. I just think at this point, Gail is reputable. She does have the outreach, and she is part of their small family now because, you know, when you get Oprah, you get Gail.
And I got to apologize. I'm sorry, Gail. You are not a reporter. You're a journalist. That, my bad. I don't...
No,
I want to make sure I have the right word.
If you were William, would you be able to mend a relationship with Harry, or do you feel as though you're never going to be able to have an authentic conversation with your brother again?
Oh, yeah, they'll be fine. I talk about my brother all the time. Scott Whitley, Kyle Whitley, y'all know what you did.
Ooh.
But you do. You make mistakes. I've made mistakes on national television, and my brother let me have it.
Oh, geez.
And you got to be careful, but your family, and family will always be together. I believe that they will.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely mend their relationship.
But we all have those friends or those siblings or those family members that you know if you tell them something, that is going to become public knowledge.
Oh, 100%.
So you have to watch your words, you have to have a third party involved, or you have to put it in writing over a text or email because you don't want your words to be misconstrued. I have a friend.
Really? An email?
Oh,
what's going on over at the talk? We're gonna put something in an email?
I'm gonna put something in an email, but I'm gonna be careful of what
right,
I put in an email.
Okay.
I'm gonna be smart about
you
what I put in the email.
Proofread that.
No, I was gonna say, don't put it in writing. Don't put it in writing. So I think that's the problem. You really can't trust what's going on. He's so far away. If they were in a room together in the palace, their secret room. I think they can really have a conversation to say.
I think it's done.
Leave all the phones.
I think William has zero trust in
his
Harry.
His little brother? Are you serious?
I'm serious. I mean, I think Harry had the right to tell his story because I think Harry and what happened to Meghan and Harry was, you know, a lot, and they definitely had the right to tell their story. I don't fault them for that whatsoever. But when you are William and you are on the road to be king, you just don't. I mean, I know they're brothers, but you just don't have time.
But time?
Do you think, but do you
time.
Think...
You don't have...
What's he doing? He's running around shaking children's
listen,
hands.
I hope What's that he mends with Harry. I do. But I don't think it's going to happen within 5 years.
But do you
I think it's going to take a lot of time because a lot of damage is done there. And truthfully, okay. I don't know that Harry is even ready to receive an I'm sorry or an apology or even an understanding yet because... They're still upset.
It's gonna take some time.
It takes time.
It does take
right?
time.
And so I don't think I'm not surprised that they're not talking. I'm not surprised that the trust is completely broken. The fact that the Queen sent out a statement saying that there's varying I don't want to get the words wrong, but varying recollections of how the conversations happened, varying recollections of what happened, shows that there's people within that family that are seeing these conversations that happen in a totally different way.
But you are my big brother. You should have protected me and my wife when this was going down. You saw what happened to our mother. Of all the people, you should be there.
It should be
with
you.
Me. Absolutely. And I better not drink any more wine or I'm going to get canceled.
It. Bring that bottle out here. But let me ask you a question. Two quick questions.
Yeah.
One, do you think Harry was wrong for sharing the conversation with Gail? And two,
which conversation? Oh, about talking to them and how it was
yes.
productive?
Oh, well. Did you think Harry was wrong for sharing that?
If he has any interest in mending with them, then no. But if he's over it, then I guess go for it.
And do you think it was wrong for Gail to then, if they didn't give her permission to go ahead and share that, which I think they definitely gave her permission to share that.
Oh, they absolutely gave her permission.
Do you think it doesn't look good for Gail to share that information?
No, I think it's fine for Gail to share that information if that's the story that Harry and Meghan... Not the story. I don't want it to sound like it's not true.
That was the information they were
spilling. That was the information they were spilling.
I'm sorry.
I mean, they're in a time now. They're trying to expose okay. what happened to them, right? They're trying to...
They control the narrative. They have to put out the good story, just like J-Lo and A-Rod. I got to stop drinking wine.
Ooh, I love this wine. We should drink wine more often. Is this what Kathy Lee Gifford was doing these whole
that's
time?
That's right. All right. Still ahead, Billie Eilish's shocking transformation. Is there a hidden meaning behind it? Plus, who walks around New York in the cold barefoot? What?
Oh, that's me. That's
I know who that is.
Ouch.
We'll tell you this celeb when we come back.
I don't want to say it on camera.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, we're cracking up because Kim Whitley, she makes us laugh. All right, so before the break, we asked you if you could name the celebrity walking the cold streets of New York with no flipping shoes on. What the heck? I know who it is.
Caroline Ray.
No.
Ooh, I can't guess a celebrity, but I do know that the CDC should contact her right after this. Who is this?
It's Drew Barrymore.
What?
Girl, I watched this and I thought, how does this happen? How do you just not have your
shoes? I'm not going to say nothing, but that's certain nationalities do that. Say black people, you're not going to see no black celebrity. I've been drinking wine, but you're not going to see no black person walking around barefooted in New York. Now, we might be on the beach every now and then. I don't even think we like sand in our feet.
I'm a second
but
man.
Let me tell you something.
Wait, explain this to me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a whole African-American thing that you're not going to be walking.
Say it.
Yeah, no.
Maybe not. I didn't know that.
Right? You got to think about how what happened with slavery and no shoes and all that. We're not doing that.
I'm not messing with that. Okay. What?
We all gonna have a
red bottle. And that's a. By the way,
I gotta stop drinking.
Thank you. I'm gonna stop you right there.
I went too far.
Black people ain't doing that. Simple as possible.
Well, I mean,
black people ain't gonna do that.
I ain't doing that either, because. That's New York, and who knows what she's stepping on, man. She may be
in New York.
Diseases.
That's what I'm saying. L.A.?
Be careful,
okay.
Girl.
No,
nowhere.
Not okay.
You're right. Okay.
Not okay.
On the beach. You do not. New
Keep
York?
Drinking. Keep
do
drinking.
You know the homeless population?
Keep drinking.
Oh, I can't drink anymore. But you know what's on the streets of New York?
Yes,
I've done a study.
Yeah.
I have gone down the streets of New York, and I have done a study. The dogs don't have a park.
That's right.
Where do they use the bathroom? Talk to me. Talk to me, people.
Now, when you got that tapeworm.
Okay. All right. Now, let's move on to Billie Eilish. Okay? But, yes, sorry, Drew. We need to... Oh, my gosh. She looks so good. I love this. Okay, so Billie Eilish's records have gone platinum, and now so has her hair. Billie showed off her new blonde do on Instagram yesterday, captioning it, "Pinch me." I love this look. Why don't you be tapping your hand like you don't know what to say? Like you're trying to bite your words.
She's
like you're trying
girl.
To be nice, but you don't
she's
like
a,
it.
She's
no, you know, I like it. I like it. But when singers especially go through a life change, they drastically change themselves. Adele lost her man. She lost half herself. You know, Demi Lovato lost the drugs, which I'm happy about, but she lost her hair after. So I'm thinking Billie Eilish is probably going through something, maybe something happy. Maybe she got herself a boo. Maybe she's in love.
Maybe it's a branding. Maybe it's the next phase of Billie Eilish. Maybe it's the new era. Maybe the music's going to be even happier.
Maybe it's her real
color. I don't want happy Billie Eilish music.
Oh.
Like, I want to go
you
deep
know what?
In the... No, I don't
Dua
want
to... Dua Lipa just said about the Grammys how she was so happy that she was able to put out happy music and it was celebrated. You don't have to always be sad to have good music.
That's Dua Lipa, okay?
But wait a minute.
Don't run me no happy-ass album.
Have any of us thought that that might be her real color?
That was
how
a wig.
How about that? That's a wig?
She had a wig on top of that because she was getting to this color. And it took
Wait,
her 2 months
so you're
to
telling
get to
me
this
that,
color.
But how, that could be her real color, though. That might be what her eyebrows are pretty dark.
I'm like, look at the whole photo.
Right, but wait, I just think she's a young girl, and, you know,
it.
When she put that, the green and the black, you know, she might be trying to hide herself. You know, when you're young, you're shy.
Sia-ish.
She wears big clothes. I did that because I had really big breasts at 14, so I dressed like a boy.
And she said that. She said that this is like, you know, she doesn't wear tight stuff because people comment
they do.
On her body. I will say, I think she's such a beautiful young lady.
She's so cute.
And that face is just so amazing. I just, girl, don't give me a happy-go-lucky album.
No, I love it. I love anything you're going for here. I think this is so good. Okay.
I love to see her face, so she's beautiful.
Yes.
That was cute.
Coming up, Lisa Vanderpump joins us live.
My girl!
She's not holding back, plus how Hollywood is speaking out on the violence against Asian Americans. We're sharing some of their powerful words next.
We are hot trash. Just
trash.
Drinking red wine at 9 o'clock.
Don't bring me any more wine. Oh, Lord, I done said things.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. We want to talk about something serious. The crimes being committed against our Asian community. The Stop AAPI Hate Group says over the last year, there were nearly 3,800 500 documented cases of Asian hate crimes nationwide, mostly against women. And the murders of 8 people, mostly Asian, in Atlanta this week has increased anxieties. Olivia Munn and Emily and Paris star Ashley Park are speaking out about the need for support.
This racism starts at a very small level. It starts with things that you say. It starts when someone calls a virus that shut down the whole world the Kung Flu virus. But it also starts when you roll your eyes or make fun of the Asian waiters and Chinese delivery food people and the nail artists. And, you know, I'm guilty of that too. The amount of times in my life that I've been asked where I'm from before I'm asked what my name is. You don't understand, or you do understand, the undervaluing that does.
We really don't know what we have to do to get help. We need more people to care about us. We need people to help us amplify this. We need the media to cover it. We need people on social media to denounce this kind of stuff that's happening against us. It's so important that we are heard, because we have been so invisible for so long.
I'm not going to sugarcoat my words right now. I was in your shoes last summer, and I understand your frustrations, and I am here with you. I hear you, I see you, I understand you. And today and for the rest of the week and the rest of, you know, the month, I'm gonna dedicate myself to really pushing the narrative that we need to stop Asian hate, because it is time. And as you walked with me in the streets when Breonna Taylor and George Floyd were going through what they were going through, I will walk next to you, and I am an ally. And I'm glad that these women stood up and said something. And I urge everybody, if you can't say something outside of your own home, at least talk about it with your kids. Talk about it with your husbands or your wives, and post it on your social media websites.
Absolutely.
Every voice needs to be
heard
right now.
No, we absolutely have to. Stereotypes hurt a community. And that shooting that happened, it brought back memories of the church shooting that happened, you know, that, and we can say that these communities, our community, we've been going through this for a very long time, that we have to come together. I think that's the biggest thing, that even Asian people and Black people, we can't be split. We all have to come together, just like Justin said, to really stop all of the hate. It doesn't matter the color of your skin, the way you look. We have to stop the hate. What happened in Atlanta?
Deplorable.
We have to say it was definitely deplorable. We have to stop that, because this young man was raised some kind of way, or he heard it some kind of way, or he felt this. And if America just stops that, we all treat each other the same.
Yeah.
That's how we start. The new generation coming up, the children coming up, they won't have that inside of them. They will see everyone as the same.
Lead with
love.
We
have to. So we are with you, and that you've been with us.
Yeah, my best friend is a fourth Japanese, and she was telling me stories about her grandmother, and it really feels similar to how she felt after Pearl Harbor and World War II, the racism that was against her being here in America, who had nothing to do with anything. She said the entire community felt silent. We put our heads down. We didn't want attention to ourselves, because the racism was so bad during that time. And it feels as though with these nicknames that have been given the coronavirus, that same racism has been applied to Asian Americans across the country.
Yeah, it starts.
And it's
craziness.
Frustrating. To put it mildly, that we haven't learned.
Yeah, but I mean,
over
it's the same.
Time.
But the sheriff, even the sheriff down in Atlanta, when he said, "Oh, the shooter had a bad day," the shooter had
bad.
What about the people that got shot? So we have to be careful with our words. We, all of us, when he said that, we're like, we see you. Just remember that.
Yep.
You know.
Stop Asian hate. We will be right back, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, we've been there for a long time.
The best food and Vanderpump parties happen somewhere a little more private. Here at my home.
You have things rich people do that I wasn't even aware of.
I feel like I'm in a fairy tale.
What is happening?
Bad dog.
Oh my God, I am so drunk. Come join my friends and me where they'll be overserved. But shh, that's our little secret.
Please. please welcome the hostess with the mostest and the newest member of our E! Family, Lisa Vanderpump. So, Kim, did she get drunk?
Oh, gosh, yes. What level are we talking about? As drunk as she is right now? No, she was way worse than that.
So Kim got to be on the show. It's called Overserved. And
it airs tonight, everyone. Let me tell you something. Not my episode, but I'm telling you, Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump is fantastic. You have two shows and Pooch
yes,
Perfect.
Kim, you need to go on vacation when your episode's there.
Kim, yes. What did you do? Lisa, what can you tell us?
This show is, well, first of all, let me just say, Lisa Vanderpump, I know y'all see her on TV and everybody's like, oh my God, look at her, she's rich in this. When I tell you, she is one of the downest, coolest people. I walk up to this fantastic house. First of all, she got two big old swans that meet you at the door. But we had so much fun, and her daughter, oh my God, Pandora, just regular people, we had a ball. This is like a talk show, but where celebrities and people, look at this, look at that, look at Lana. We had, okay, I gotta quit talking, but it airs tonight. I just wanna make sure everybody starts watching this show, you will see Lisa Vanderpump and all the celebrities off the chain.
So what, tell us what's
special
about the show.
I have to say, I mean, Kim, we really wanted people that came to party because we've been in isolation for about, you know, 8-9 months by then. And we really hadn't seen anybody at all. Our restaurants were all closed down. It was a pretty sad situation. So when we came up with this idea of doing a talk show with a dinner party, the first thing as executive producer to be able to have, you know, the choice of who we could invite, we wanted every single person that came here that was going to come to play, as you did. We played hard and we just had so much fun. And I think people were ready for it. This is a show. It's about beauty. It's about entertaining. Pandy and I do everything. We do the cooking, the laying the table, cutting flowers from the garden.
Wow.
But it's also, we have poignant moments like you see with Lonnie Love, and we have, you know, in-depth conversations. But for the most part, it's just a bloody good time. And Kim Whitley, I'm telling you, yes, she's naughty, but, you know, we went there and we laughed our socks off. In fact, we were just talking about that. And Jaleel was so good as well.
Jaleel White was on the show. But the
Tell me, her daughter laid everything out was fantastic. Out of all the guests that you have, who's the one that just literally you were like, oh, no.
Right.
Oh.
No, no.
She's sitting opposite
you. No, no. There were others.
Wait.
You better.
Yes.
She had all kind of people on that show, and she has a pool right there by the table outside. They were in the pool. I heard the stories, Lisa.
Oh, I cannot wait. This show is going to be so good. We also have to, we have to talk about the huge Vanderpump
rules. I'm not saying she was the naughtiest, but I might have peed myself a little when she was over.
Oh. Well, that happens. You know, I mean, we all pee ourselves a little bit when we're around Kim. It's normal. We had to talk about the huge Vanderpump Rules baby boom. Lala just gave birth. Sheena, Brittany, they're due next month. Have you talked to any of the ladies? Have you given them any mom advice?
Well, with Lala, I'm very close to Lala. In fact, she did come on Overserve when she was pregnant. I haven't spoken to Brittany with Sheena. I've been in contact with her. And I did send flowers to Lala. But I said, you know, when you're a new mummy, just take it, you know, take a week before you want to get back to me. Really, it's just so overwhelming. And I think she's got so much attention on her right now. But yeah, she's in very good hands. She's got such a supportive partner, you know, because Randall is absolutely obsessively in love with her. Aww. So I think they're really good. Well, I heard last night from him, everything's fantastic. So that's what we want.
Oh, so great. Are you down to play a little game with us while we got you here?
Right. We got a little game.
Oh, I'm always down to play.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, so we're going to list some hosting scenarios, and you have to tell us if they are a party perfect or if they're a party foul. All right?
Okay.
First up, saving a seat at the table for your dog.
Ooh. Oh, but in my house, of course, my dogs are as important as our guests.
That's true.
Okay. Arriving fashionably late.
Well, I don't think that's fair. Fashionably late should be a window of 15 minutes. But also, what's really annoying is if people arrive early. I don't want early either, because sometimes things are right down to the last minute. I think 15 minutes is okay. But don't arrive late with a load of flowers that need to be put in a vase while you're trying to cook dinner. Ooh. I mean, we cook everything on OverServe, make cocktails, set the tables and everything. And, you know, we put a lot of love and I want my guests to have the best, but also it was just so much to show a real feel-good factor. And I just had the choice of inviting anybody for dinner. We could have done 25 episodes, to be honest. We just had a blast.
Oh, I cannot wait. This looks so good. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Where are we going to have lunch?
I'm crashing the next party that Kim's there.
I'm going to go. We're going for dinner. I just opened Pump last night, so let's have dinner there next week.
Everyone watch OverServe tonight.
That's right. OverServe with Lisa Vanderpump.
Love
it's at 9 o'clock here on E! Thanks, Lisa. And Pooch Perfect premieres Tuesday, March 30th on ABC. Yeah. Coming up, is your brow game in need of help? Well, we've got the best beauty products at exclusive discounts just for you. That's next.
Oh, God. Our style expert, Liliana, is here with this week's Deal For Real. Today, she's showing us all the latest and greatest products to up our eyebrow game.
That's right, Kim. You know, here's the thing. We are all still wearing our mask most of the time, and that means that our eyebrows and our eyes stand out more than ever, and that's why I've personally picked out all of my favorite brow products for you. So take a pic of that QR code on your screen right there in the corner, and let's get to browsing, shall we? Okay, if you're starting off with just a little or no eyebrow hair, maybe you overplucked in high school, I know I did that for sure, or you just struggle to grow your hair as you age, you're gonna wanna start with a growth serum. That's really where you're gonna wanna start your focus. So this 24K gold eyelash and eyebrow serum, it's from the A Method, has actually been known to support healthy hair growth. And we have a before and after, you guys, because that'll help you really see the difference. I mean, that is a dramatic difference just by being religious about using this serum. It also has plenty of hydrating ingredients to coat and strengthen the hair, which is really important for hair growth. Grows those follicles, and yes, this is actually made with real gold leaf. Plus, we got you 25% off, so it's an incredible deal. Okay, next, we all have our personal preference for what kind of makeup we like to use on our brows. It can be a pencil, a palette, or even a cream. So I've covered all the bases for you and brought you the best in each of those categories. Okay, where are my pencil girls and boys out there? Kim, pencil? You're a pencil girl.
I'm a pencil girl.
All right, so I have tried them all, and my favorite is the Bomb Brows Micro Shade Pencil from Huda Beauty. You guys, this is going to help you define shape and fill in your brows with precision. I'm actually wearing it right now, and I can tell you it goes on super smooth. This is the thinnest and tiniest pencil I have ever used, and I love it because it helps create really soft hair-like strokes, so it feels super natural. It's also available in 8 different colors, so it matches your tone of brows perfectly. And definitely pick a shade lighter if you want for something more natural. Pick a shade darker if you want something more defined and kind of to create a
lighter,
more fuller.
Okay, lighter for natural, darker defined. Got it.
You're
got
like
it.
A beauty expert walking out of here. All right, so this line, you guys, also from Huda Katan. She's one of the biggest names in beauty right now. She's got 50 million followers on Instagram. So you know that whatever she's making really works and is the bomb. Okay, let's talk about the Browsings Pro Palette from Benefit. This has everything you need to fill and shape your brows. So you've got 4 different powder colors. You've got 3 different waxes. Notice the variation of the shade. Plus, you get the applicators all in this little pack and go kit. And a little bit of this product goes a long way. Honestly, this will last you like a year or two. I also like this because it allows you to custom blend your perfect color with both a powder and wax formula. So you can have custom looking brows like you saw a makeup artist every single day. And if you want to save 25% off this palette, you need to scan that QR code right now because the offer on this only lasts for 48 hours. And these palettes from Benefit fly off the shelf. It's hard to keep them in stock. So pick it up today for a discount.
Oh, yeah, I got to get one of those.
I'm going to toss one over to you after it's over.
Boom.
Okay, now if you're more of a no makeup, makeup kind of gal, or you just want something easy and quick, which don't we all right now, brow creams are actually perfect for you. So this is one of my favorite brand new products. This is the Micro Fluff Sculpting Brow Cream from EM Cosmetics. So this is a fiber-enhanced tinted brow cream that comes in 5 different shades. It helps enhance the fullness and volume of your eyebrows with these little baby teeny tiny bristles. And what that does is if you have bald spots in your brows, this helps fill in those little sparse spots and it adds hold, which is so important. It's literally one-step brows, and who doesn't love that, right? This is great on those days when you only have time to do one thing on your face. Look at this before and after. That is just by using this one product. It was created by Michelle Phan. She's like the OG YouTube makeup artist. She used to do those amazing transformations, and she's like one of the most recognizable names in the beauty space right now. Normally $20, but I hooked y'all up. Y'all are getting this for 25% off just by scanning that QR code. Okay, now that I've got your brows beat, you don't want them to go anywhere, right? You want them to stay put. So to hold them in place, Patrick Ta, who is, in my opinion, one of the best makeup artists on the planet right now, has created this major brow shaping wax. All you need is just a few strokes upward to keep those hairs perfectly pushed up and looking full. If you love the look of a boy brow, like that bushy, yes, Brooke Shields 80s, yes, brow, which we're all trying to get in our life, this is the one product that you're going to want to use. I use it every day, and sometimes I just use it on its own. It looks like I grew new eyebrows literally overnight. It also has peptides to support growth and conditioners that help soften and protect both your brows and your skin. Okay, last but not least, if you are starting from scratch and you're looking at me going, I don't even know how to use any of that stuff, this product is just for you. This is the best sellers kit. It's from Billion Dollar Brows, one of my favorite brow companies, and it is an all-in-one that has every essential you need to get envy-inducing brows. You get a pencil for filling in. You get a duo pencil for highlighting your brow bone, which is so important for definition. You get a smudge brush, and you get a clear gel to lock in the look, all in this beautiful, convenient package. So, if you are looking to really up your brow game, and everyone should be right now, these products will take your brows to a whole new level. And remember, you guys can shop everything I just shared with just one click. Scan that QR code right now, or y'all can head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E may get a commission for sales made through our site. Now, Kim, your brows always look so good.
But you know what? People don't understand how important brows are for the face. I mean, they really frame your face, and they're very, very important. I want all of this.
Listen, we are going to hook you up.
All right. Thanks, Liliana. Still ahead, want a booty like Kim, Courtney, and Chloe? Their trainer is here to show us how to get rid of that dead butt syndrome. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, I got to do some squats right now.
Do a little jump up this time. Up, two, up, good. Woo! Let's just get some blood flow right now. To it. Knee up, drop, good.
Oh, God. Oh, my stomach.
So we'll just keep that going. Let's open up for it, baby.
Don did it again.
The one, the only celebrity trainer, Donna Matrix, is here.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Makes me a little nervous, but I'm always happy to see you.
And as you guys just saw, this man is responsible for whipping Kim, Courtney, and Chloe's butt into top form.
Wow.
And I have to ask, Don, if anybody here has that Kardashian booty, who is it, Don?
You know what? I'm going to have to say it's Carissa.
We're going to let the people decide.
Okay, yes, so today you're going to show us how to get that Kardashian booty and protect us from something called dead butt syndrome. What's that?
Dead butt syndrome is something where the muscles, the butt has 3 major muscles, right? The gluteus maximus, the gluteus minimum, and the gluteus medium. So what happens is, when the butt sags, that becomes the dead butt syndrome. And a lot of times that happens from just
sitting too long.
Sitting too long. It can happen to runners, because a lot of runners, when they run, they work their quads more than anything and not the glutes.
So
I'm going to show you all some exercises to help prevent that dead butt syndrome.
Well, you guys, this workout, the Matrix Method, is split into 4 quarters.
Yes.
So let's get this started with the first quarter, because my booty is right. But Carissa needs some help.
So we have the Donna Mitchell's resistor bands. Grab the green band, for we already have this in place. And we're going to do some partner stuff right here. So I want you all to get one hand to Carissa for me. You give one hand. Good.
We got this.
All right. And let's start. We're going to go with your left leg on the ball. Let's go with your left leg on the ball. And let's start with your right leg on the ball. All right, so we're gonna start with the squat first. So make sure your feet are parallel on the side, right here. All right, good. So we're just gonna start low. Don't jump, just stand up and raise their foot on the floor up, squeezing the back. So we got the backs, and let your arms come down, Justin, when you come down.
Oh,
good.
I got
keep
it.
That going for me, good. Keep that going for me. Stand, squat. We go 10 of these right here, good. Squeeze,
stop flexing.
Arms forward, squeeze, five more. Five, good, four, arms forward, up. Three, good, two, good, one. Let's go on the other side. Step over, go to the other leg.
Okay.
Keeping that same position with the bands.
Oh, shoot, sorry.
Let's stay with the band. We're just gonna work the other glute. And on this one, don't kick out. You can just stand up on this one.
Okay.
So good, arms forward, arms all the way forward. Good, start low. And when you stand up, squeeze the back when you're coming up. Good,
oh.
And drop into it. Good. Raise that foot off
stick
the floor.
That chest out.
Feels good.
When you stand, pull it back in. Good. Let's go for 10 of these. Keep going for
oh,
me.
Oh, I like this.
Squeeze, drop, squeeze, drop.
And with this is good movement, teamwork exercise.
Keep going. With this movement, you can also, if you scoot back, you can add more resistance. We do have door anchors on the bands. So if you can't partner with nobody, you can start there. Okay, good. Stop.
Okay.
So on this one, we're going to go to some lunges.
Uh-huh.
Keep your to stay with the bands. So we just did back, we're going with triceps. So let's go with our left foot on the ball.
Okay.
And we're going with lunges this time, so have your legs straight behind you.
Nice.
Good. Keep your arms straight, palms down. And let's focus on the lower box, so just squeeze the triceps here. Justin did it on purpose.
I did not. Okay, so let's just keep going.
Just so watch this right here. Oh, come on, you can grab it. No bands needed.
I swear, I did not do it.
I did not.
So look,
with you.
Let's go left leg up, and same thing. You're gonna raise the back foot and just bend your knee down. Good. And right back up, drop down. Right back up, drop down. Keep that going for me. We're gonna go for 10. Keep your legs nice and long.
Don.
Okay. Stand can I tell up, you guys something?
Drop.
Donna Matrix is like literally one of the best workout coaches you will ever meet. You guys should download his app. You will literally get that Kardashian booty, and you guys can find it on the Donna Matrix training app. Justin did not do you justice today.
I'm telling you guys,
he saved me
during the pandemic. They were my lifesaver. And don't try these at home if you have slippery hands.
All right, we love you. Thank you so much,
Don.
Okay,
up next,
you guys, our Kardashians quiz. We are taking it to the streets. I'm gonna go ice my knee. Okay, talk to you later. We'll see you back.
I really did not need to do that.
Wait, wait. Welcome back. We are trying to find some ice for my knee, but in the meantime, we are just hours away from the return of the Kardashians, so we wanted to test some people on their family knowledge. Okay, Victor Cruz hit the streets to find out who can really keep up.
That was supposed to hit your phone. Question number one. Name all five of the Kardashian Jenner sisters from oldest to youngest.
Okay, oh. Kim.
And came out firing and got it wrong. I'll give you a hint. Starts with a K.
Courtney.
Yep.
Chloe.
Courtney.
Bing.
Kim.
Correct.
Chloe.
Correct.
Kendall.
Correct.
And Kylie.
One of one so far, Emily. What was the name of the Kardashians' clothing boutique in Calabasas, California?
Hi, girls.
Hi.
This seems to stump everyone, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure at all.
Dash.
Dash, got it. Which of these is not a Kardashian kid? Saint, True, Stormy, Cross, or Rain?
So I know, I heard Stormy before.
Okay.
I think Saint.
That is wrong.
Oh, I know this one.
Is it True?
Cross.
Correct. Right, Christina's on a roll.
How are you doing this?
Damien, you are just window dressing.
Oh, you guys. Carissa.
That was fun.
I want to apologize for hitting you with the rope. You know, we've been drinking all morning, but I have something else to tell you guys. Yeah, put it in slow motion.
What?
We've been doing a little research today, and we heard that there's a study that if you tell people that wine is expensive, they think it's the bomb.
Yes.
This wine was under $10.
No!
And you both have been acting like it was a Chateau Margaux, boo.
I felt so rich.
No, like your palates are nasty.
I was like, I don't want to drink at all. because it's expensive.
Meanwhile, she's like, ooh, they really sprung for this. Yeah.
Oh,
it's probably because Kim's there. Yeah, boo. This is
well, food. Because you said you had your
it's
hand
so
in it, and so you only like expensive drinks. So I thought for sure this was going to be like, you know,
a couple
hundred
dollars. You have expensive in yours and gave us some old.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you guys, tomorrow
lightning.
We're going to break down all the drama from tonight's Kardashian premiere. Make sure you join us. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. Set your DVRs. Bye.
Give me some more of that cheap wine.